Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we are going to review our needs and wants according to the Spirit of God. But first of all, I would like to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Amen. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in. We ask that you cover them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Heavenly Father. Would you bless them and give them a divine recovery and a breakthrough, because we believe in the power of God. We believe that dead and dismal situations can arise again because of you and because you're bigger than any person on earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the encouragement. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the strength and the power and the might. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to continue to do your will. Now, Lord, as we get ready and prepare for this particular ministry and we come and sit at the feet, at your feet, Lord, we ask, Lord, will something be said or done that will edify and magnify the people and glorify who you are, Lord? We take ourselves out of the equation, and we put you in the equation, Heavenly Father, so that we can come out victorious, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping us, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless each and every person on this ministry, those who are preparing to come, and those who will listen to this ministry days or even weeks or months after it has been aired, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us, Heavenly Father, in a mighty and a major way, Lord. And we ask that you continue to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you would have, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to lead and guide us in the right direction and help us, Heavenly Father, in everything that we do and say. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we're never relinquished out of your sight, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And God is telling me that I need to speak to you concerning the power of God. I know that some of you have told me that there were people in the hospitals, people who were going through things, and people who, everybody just needs prayer. And so I want to tell you today, as I was meditating and preparing to come on this particular ministry, that God is bigger than anything that we could ever experience in our lives. And God reminded me of that yesterday when I was meditating and writing. God says, I'm bigger than anything that could possibly go on this earth. He's bigger than hurricanes. He's bigger than situations. He's bigger than life and death. He's bigger than anything on this earth. And so God is saying that we have to trust and believe in him, because he says he has all power. He says if he has the power in order to walk on the water without drowning, if he has the power to say peace, be be still and it be still. If he has the power to tell a hurricane to stop or a hurricane to go, he says, then what more is it that when you face a situation or that some type of sick that happens or if someone's in the hospital, he says, what more is it for him to heal? He says, but it has to be in his will. And any time that we pray for anything, we have to say it has to be in the will of God. And we have to put it all in God's hands. And when we put it in God's hands, God is going to take care of it, because why? He knows our hearts. And that's the main thing that God said. He says, I know your heart. And because I know your heart, he says, I will help you in that right early. Because God looks at the heart. But we, did you hear what I said? I said we. We look at the outside. But God says, I want to train your eyes and your ears to only listen to the heart, because what we say comes from the heart. What we do comes from the heart. Everything is centered back to the, you got it, yeah, the heart. So everything. And so when we go through this life, and as I was meditating, sitting at the feet of God, that means praying, I told God, I said, I want people, I want to have the right heart and the right spirit. Because God showed me, he said, you're going to be doing a lot of things with a lot of people. You're going to be relating to people, and you're going to be servicing people, and people are going to service you and things of that nature. And one of the main important things is that I pray unto God. I said, Lord, I want everybody to have the right heart, you know. And so when I get on this ministry, it always feels good. Or when I come home to my family, I go different places. I know people have the right intentions. I know that every person that I encounter, I told God, I want to have their best interest in mind. That is my goal. That is my purpose. I always want to have that person's best interest in mind. And I told God, and I asked God, I said, deliver me. And you have to be sincere when you pray about this, from anything or anyone who would not have the people's best interests in mind. And part of Christianity is learning how to love and have unconditional love. It's learning how to discern, and it's learning how to pray. Because God says that he takes us through things for lessons, and he takes us through things to make us stronger, and he takes us through things to show us about this world, you know. And so we must understand, and we must improve and get better each and every day. And so one of the things that I'm going to share with you is what God showed me before we even get into our needs and wants. As I was sitting here, and this was about 3 minutes before the show came on, God gave me this vision. And when I finished, you know, write the vision, make it plain, but I was drawing. And it turned out to be a kite. And I Googled it. I said, spiritual kite, right? And the only word that came up was transcend. And God revealed to me, he said, the spirituality of the kite. He says, think about a kite. Think about childhood. Think about a kite. Think about as an adult when you fly a kite. He says, when you fly a kite, he says, you flow with the wind. He says, you're free. And he says, there's always one, and God says, that's him, who's allowing you, who's allowing us to be able to be recipients or heirs of his goodness and his favor and his mercy. He says, the sky is the limit. He says, do not let anything that has distracted you from this day forward or anything that you've experienced be stuck in your mind. He says, because you're a kite, he says, what I really want you to, this is a vision, y'all, what I really want you to focus on is there are no trees. He says, and with those trees, that means that your kite cannot get stuck. He says, there are no obstacles. He says, when you see a kite and when you envision a kite, he says, the sky is the limit. He says, allow God to use you in a way where you will help people, and also where you will continue to walk in the will of God. So God says, if you look at it, there is a beautiful, I saw a beautiful blue sky, and I saw a kite just flying in the wind. And God says, the sky is the limit. So I want to tell you, the sky is the limit. You pray to God. We pray to God for whatever it is. God is able. He says, I'm bigger. He says, I'm bigger. That's the only word. He says, I'm bigger than any person on earth. I'm bigger than any experience on earth. I'm bigger than life. I'm bigger than death. He says, matter of fact, he says he dictates life and death. He says, matter of fact, I dictate the will of God. He says, I dictate what blessings each of my children, each of my people receive. And so because of that, we know that we can trust and depend on God. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stress it enough. It's very important. God says our hearts must be right first. Right? And so what I want you to do is I wanted to share that with you about the kite. I wanted to tell you about the kite. And I wanted to tell you about the pretty blue sky. And I wanted to tell you that God is telling us, yes, everybody who's listening, he says the sky is the limit if you have God. When you accept God into your life and you hold on to God, hold on to his unchanging name, you have to hold on to God. You can't let God go when things are going good and say, Lord, I don't need you, everything. You got to hold on to God, I'm telling you. You can't let him go. You have to be like that woman who says, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. You have to hold on to God. You have to keep just close to God, you know. God says the sky's the limit. He says because he is bigger than on this earth. And that's what I wanted to tell you. But we are starting our needs and wants again. We need to get back on schedule. You know, I was meditating to God and sitting at the feet of God, which means praying and everything. And, yeah, God says you need to get back into the ministry. You need to get back into the leading and teaching of the people because he says, you know, every day he says when we stop, and I said this before, I said this last month, when we stop ministering, when we stop doing something that the Lord has called us to do, he says then we automatically take people off life support. We force people off life support. Why? Because they're not getting the word of God. Some people can't pray for themselves. They're so sick. Right? Some people, they haven't come unto the unction of the Spirit. So we have to intercede for those. And in order for us to do that, we have to keep praying and we have to remain strong. And we have to make sure that we're walking in the will of God. And God's going to take care of us. We ask God for forgiveness. We ask God for peace that surpasses understanding. God understands. He says you don't reach perfection until death. And so if God has called you to minister, this is the thing. God says now we are held accountable for saving souls. Why? Because God has gave us the anointing. It's kind of like God says, you know, you reap what you sow. Right? You don't go out in the harvest without expecting something to grow. God says he gave us that gift, the gift of discernment, the gift of sharing the word of God. He says he chose you to give the word of God. And because of whatever, we have paused. And now we're doing what we're supposed to do with God. But he says there are millions of people. Depending on how many people you reach, there are millions of people who we have forced off of life support because the ministry, because of your singing, or because of your visitations at the hospital stopped. So we have automatically put some people on life support and taken some spiritual, okay, taken some people off of life support. It's very important. The word of God has to go forth. God says his work is going to go on. It has to go forth. We have to give 110% plus, okay? So let's go ahead because we have a lot of new individuals. I want to welcome each and every one of you. I want to say thank you again to those who have listened faithfully. Ever since we was in meditation with God and we was off air, you guys have been listening, obviously, because the numbers are showing it. And so we're back. We're going to get on schedule. We're going to do the will of God. We're going to keep working while it's day because when night cometh, somebody said that nobody works. That's what it says in the Bible. And as long as God gives us breath in our bodies and the Lord gives us the gifts and talents, we're going to use them, and we're going to use them to help the people. And so I want you to take out a sheet of paper. It doesn't matter what type of paper. And I want you, we're going to get our journals we're going to get it today. Praise the Lord. We're back, y'all. Yes, Lord, the Lord is happy. He's smiling. All right. Okay. All righty. According to the journal that I have, as you get your sheet of paper out or your journal, my journal says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8:28. I want to read that again. And we know that all things, he didn't say some things, he said all things, work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. Whose purpose? God's purpose. Romans 8:28. All right? So I want you to get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write needs. The Lord's going to give us a different format, and I'm just going to follow the unction of the Spirit. Amen. All right. I want you to write needs. And actually, I want you to go ahead and draw the cross. Okay? Draw the cross of Jesus. And on the left side, I want you to put needs. On the right side, I want you to put wants. Now I want you to draw a line that is perpendicular to the first line. All right? So you just come down a little bit and draw another line. And I want you to just put God. And then I want you to put, God says, below God, I want you to put charity. Okay, now then, let me explain what's going on. In our needs, we're only focusing on our heart. We're not focusing on materialistic things right now. Okay? We're focusing on our heart. And in prayer, because I'm talking to my audience, my people who all have, we all have the best interest for each other. I was talking to God. And I told God, I said, keep my heart, because I like what's in my heart. Unconditional love, forgiveness. I like all those things. And I had to pray unto God daily. I said, Lord, keep my heart. And so when you look at needs, I want you to focus on some things. We're praying. There are people who are in the hospital. We're praying for healing. Some people need joy. Some people need honesty. Some people need understanding. Some people need God. For our wants, we look at, once again, our heart. We look at our mind, and we look at our hands. Our hands being of service. When you look at your wants, and I want this to be something that is automatic for you. I'm not going to prompt you on your wants, because I want you to focus on what you need to focus on. Okay? When we talk about our heart, once again, we're talking about love, joy. We talk about our minds. Some people need wisdom. Some people need a peace of mind. Some people is having, mind issues. You have to pray to God about that. You know, we talk about our hands, we talk about service, how we're helping people. But I want to go back, as the Lord is showing me real quick, about our, when we look at our needs. When we look at our needs, I want you to put for our needs, I want you to put self, because that's a self check. Then when you put our wants, I want you to put family, friends, and add yourself in there again. Okay? Then you see God. Right? I want you to circle God. And when we're going through this activity, I want you to think about God. And once you get down to the God part, I want you to be very honest. That's why I left a big space. I put that at the intersecting line. I want you to put two things that you expect from God. Now, let me tell you this. As I spoke that, this is what God showed me. All right, we expect these two blessings from God. But God says, I expect something from you. I expect you to sacrifice something. If there is hate in your heart right now, I expect you to sacrifice that with love. I expect for you to forgive whomever you're angry with. But God, no. We expect God to bless us. God expects us. He says, love you one another as I have loved you. And y'all, I'm telling you, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for us to forgive. Sometimes it's hard for us to love. But we have to do it. Why? Because God says so. Why? Because it's right. Why? Because you feel better. You know? So, two things that we want God to do for us. Then when we look at charity, charity is a little bit down from God. God says, now, faith, hope, and love. He says, the greatest of these is love, which is charity. God says, what are you going to do for others? He says, yeah, I'm going to bless you. He says, and we don't deserve it because we're not that good. He says, I'm going to bless you. He says, because you have faith and you believe. And he's talking to me too. Yeah, I'm going to bless you. He said, but what are you going to do for the people? Is your heart really in the best interest of every person cross paths with on a daily basis? That's where we're trying to get to. Doesn't matter who they are. Are your paths in the best interest of every person that you cross? So you're at the mall. Somebody's passed out. Will you help that person? Or will you just walk on by? Somebody had a flat tire. Will you help them? Or will you just walk on by? Charity. That's what charity is. Do I have your best interest in mind? You have to ask yourself that. Right? You always have to ask yourself that. Even in your circle. These people, does this person have my best interest in mind? And if not, you better start praying and walking. Amen? Amen. All right. So, the needs. I'm going to go over it one more time because I have a couple of joiners. I'm going to be real quick. That's a self-evaluation. And we're looking at our heart, our mind, our soul, and our hands. Those are the three aspects. You can write it down. Our heart, our mind, our soul, and our hands. What type of service? Then our wants deals with our family and our friends and ourselves. We're not going to be selfish and just pray for our family or just pray for ourselves. We have some friends. We have people that we deal with on a daily basis. We need to pray for them. Then, of course, there's God. God is the center of everything. That's why he's the center. What two things are we expecting from God? And then God says, all right, since charity is the greatest of these, what are you willing to give back? What are you willing to give back? And no, God is not an Indian giver, but God says he sacrificed his life for us. We're going to have to sacrifice some things that don't mean us any good. That includes food that's not good for our body, because our body is the temple. That includes thinking, stuff that we think. That includes everybody. That includes, maybe going to church more, maybe reading your Bible more. What are you going to sacrifice? All right? So I'm going to play some music, and I want you to just feel free to write. And I'm pretty sure that God is going to have an encouraging word afterwards. But we're going to write at least for 6 minutes. We're going to listen to none other than Mr. Debbie T. Keys. I love you, Lord, and there is none like you. This is the piano instrumental. I want you to feel free to write. If you're still writing, when the Lord is speaking, that's fine, because you can always replay this because it's archived. And so I just want you to feel comfortable, and I want you to relax. I want you to forget about yesterday. Forget about today. We're in the moment. We are before God. And at this particular time, the way that I'm feeling, I'm going to dim my lights. And I just want to be in the presence of God. I just want to thank God. I'm modifying how I'm going to do mine, but I'm going to get it done. I want to thank God. Then I want to privately pray for everything on this matrix, from the needs to the wants. Pray unto God specifically, of course, how I'm going to give back unto God. I just want to be in the presence of God and talk to God. And if you want to do that, that's your prerogative, as long as it gets done. And that's how I'm going to do mine. And so after the 6 minutes, or after we pray, or after we, after you finish, whenever you finish, you know, then I know God's going to have an encouraging word, but we're going to stop at about 7 minutes, or whenever we finish. You know, I'm going to give you ample time to finish, okay? All right, you're listening to the freetoloveshow.com, where Jesus shines with love, stellogospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And we are preparing to either write or meditate unto God and be in the presence of God and sit at his feet. And we're going to get this done, where we go over our needs. What do we need to have more of as a person? And then our wants. We're looking at our family, or the people in the hospital, or the people who need prayer. You know, do we want to pray for individuals? Then our friends, they're going through something, keep them in your prayers. And then, of course, ourselves. Then God, you know, what two things? Specific. Be specific. Don't say God. You know, be specific. This is the time to ask God. Okay, because we have to make sure that we're right coming to God, right? And then, of course, charity. What are you willing to give up? The hatred, the unforgiveness, what are you willing to give up, all right? So you're listening to the freetoloveshow.com, stellogospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you so much for listening. Amen, amen, amen. And if you're still writing, continue to write. Amen, because we're going to listen to a little more music. But as we were meditating, or as you were writing, I want us to continue to think about the goodness of God. And we have to declare and show God that we're available unto Him to do His will and His way. Because either way we look at it, God always shows us favor because we're able to wake up. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, y'all. He blessed us as we traveled down these dangerous streets and byways. He allowed us to go about our day. And then He's blessing us right now. He's keeping us. He don't have to do any of that. So we never take anything for granted. But one thing that God revealed is, He says we have a huge responsibility living as a Christian. He says because we believe that every heart is just like God. He said, and the fact of the matter is, we have to continue to model and exemplify who God is, He says, because everybody's not like God. Everybody doesn't believe that God is love. And we're talking about God up in heaven is the emotion love. And He said, because of that, we have to continue to carry on. And so one of the things that I like that God revealed, He said, think about how much it will cost to buy this whole world. And as I was meditating, I said, Lord, I can't think of a price for this whole world. And God says, I gave my life. He revealed a vision, a picture. I gave my life for this world. And still, people don't take advantage of their gifts. They don't take advantage of their talents. He said, people would rather listen to the world concerning God's business and what He's given you as a gift. And there are so many people who are not, God says, planting seeds, because they're always looking over their shoulders, wondering, are you good enough? Can I do it? Yeah, you're good enough. You belong to God. God says, remember that kite talking to all of us, He says. When He threw the kite out, He says He removed the trees. He says He's removing your obstacles. And God says He's right there. He says because He wants us, He has plans. He wants us to go as high as possible. He says, and you notice with the kite just flies. And the kite allows the wind, which is God, to propel it. We don't propel ourselves. God propels us. He says everything on earth that He has created has the ability to help each and every one of us on this earth. He says even the trees. He says people take advantage of the trees when it's sunny, when it's hot outside. He said, we'll stand under a tree and we don't even thank the tree. He said, that's how people do blessings. When God blesses us, when He elevates us, He says, we just utilize. He says, but we don't even say thank you, some of us. And God says He wants us to, in our ministries, He wants us to let people know that we take too much for granted. He says, when we get in our cars, He says, we expect to get to the destination. We don't even say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me to get there. He said, then when he blesses us, when it's raining, he says, and we have our umbrellas, or our windshield wipers, all those things that allows us to see when it's raining really hard. We don't say, thank you, Lord. We don't think to say that, because we take everything for granted. God says he blessed us to get up in the morning and we're able to walk. Some of us believe that God supposed to help us walk. He says some people don't have legs. Never take anything for granted. And God says this ministry propels people to be more thankful to God, to him. And God says when we stop, for whatever reason, even if we're at the feet of God, he says we automatically put people on spiritual life support, or people are taken off because they give up. They need to hear uplifting and encouraging things. And so we're going to make an intentional effort to remain on schedule and to do the will of God, because it's very important. God says when he places souls within our lives, our duty, our responsibility is to continue in the word of God. He said we talked about the perimeter and area. He says we're still walking in that path. He says in Satan, believe it or not, he always tries to be an obstacle, always. But God says he's bigger and he's more powerful. And if he tells the hurricanes to be still, if he has the capacity to tell the rain to stop, he says, what more do you think about Satan? You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. You have to keep the Lord close by you. I was studying the word with my family. My mom always said that. She said, you have to keep God close by you. You can't veer off a little bit. You have to keep God with you. And it's true. And God says, I will never leave nor forsake you. And if for some reason that we veered off, God says he was right there the whole time. So we must be cognizant, and we must keep God as close to us as possible. And I'm going to tell you like this. We're going to get back on schedule tomorrow, God's will. And this is another promise I made to God. But tomorrow, God's will, we're getting back in the word. A spiritual guide on the go, perfecting your walk with God, by Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love. We're actually, at this particular time, I'm going to briefly go through where we stopped. I'm going to start from front to, you know, the middle of the book, because that's where we stopped. I want to bring everybody up to where we're supposed to be. And then we're going to move forward, and we're going to keep walking with God. We're going to keep being better for God. We're going to remain on our A game. We're going to do that. And so tomorrow, God's will, have to look at the schedule. We're going to talk about perfecting our walk with God. And we're going to get back in the word of God. We're going to talk about the gifts that God has given unto us. We're going to talk about the creation. We're going to talk about Jesus as the Savior. We're going to talk about the creation of humans and examples of spiritual gifts. And do you know your spiritual gift? What is it? A spiritual gift is not just being able to play the piano or being able to preach or minister. What is your spiritual gift? How are you serving people? That's a spiritual gift. Guess what? That's from God. Everything that we have is from God, and we must understand and recognize that, right? And so that's Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going back to praying with love and power. Thursday, we're going back to our gospel. Top 15 billboards. Friday, Saturday, you know, that's open for interviews. Sunday, the Word of God. We back at it. You know, because as God revealed, we're putting people on spiritual life support. We're taking people off of spiritual life support. We have to be intercessories. And if the intercessories are down, if the intercessories are not doing the Word of God, or giving the Word of God, then the people perish. And God says, I gave you that gift specifically. I didn't give you that gift to sit down on. I didn't give you that gift to, you know, I want you to share the gift that you have. And that's what we're going to do. And so I want you to come back on tomorrow. Many of you have been listening. You've been texting and you've been calling your friends. You've been inboxing me. I'm going to get another Facebook page. We're going to change the landscape a little bit. You know? We're going to change the landscape. We have people from Israel, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, France. We have people from the United States, of course. We have people from all over the world. And it's not about the listeners. It's about reaching people. And we're trying to reach as many people as possible to get the Word of God out there, to promote God. Amen? And so we're getting back on schedule. And it's because of God that we're doing that because, you know, as I said before, God says, once I authorize you to minister the Word of God, to teach the Word of God, to lead the Word of God, then we must do that in order to save people. Because now we have many people on spiritual life support or off because they need an encouraging word. This world sometimes is evil. And they need that encouraging word from God. They need that prayer. They need to just listen to it because some people are too weak to pray. And so we have to be the intercessories, all right? So let's move on. So that was our needs and wants. And we're going to have it just in that format because either you can write it down or you can meditate as long as it gets done. It's whatever the Lord tells you to do at that time, all right? Okay. So let's go ahead and go on to our various things that we have to do, which is our announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to, and you might want to turn your volume down a little bit, or you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com. Let's go ahead and go there now because I have a lot of new individuals and a lot of you want to see what this is all about. Okay? Go to AfridaLoveShow.com. I'll give you time. And you should hear some music. Okay? So AfridaLoveShow.com. With this particular website, you will see. And guess what? I can't find my volume on here. But this is how the music sounds, of course. And so when you get on this particular first page, you will see different icons. You will see StellarGospelMusic.com radio. You can click right there and you'll be at the studio. Then you will see AfridaLoveShow.com and you can click on AfridaLoveShow.com radio. And here are many different pictures of gospel artists. If you need any gospel artists or speakers, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? We have some talent, a lot of talent. Now, if you need speakers or singers, you click on that particular icon where it says need speakers, singers. Are you seeking professional speakers or music for a movie or event? Contact emonya_love@yahoo.com. And you see many different individuals on this page. If you'd like to be on the show, which is this ministry, please be sure to email emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can email me about any different events that you may have, and I will show you where you can email me on this particular site. But if you're seeking professional speakers or music for a movie or event, any type of gospel events or any events such as that, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com if you want to be on the ministry. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. We already went to AfritaLoveShow.com and we heard the great music. All right. Let's go to Stellar Awards. The award show is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here are the nominees on this particular page. Here are some pictures from some of the shows. Okay. So if you want to know about the Stellars, I'll have more information. But the Stellars will be in Las Vegas in March, God's will. All right. Okay. Also, we have Meet Artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. I'm going to actually add two more artists. But if you need someone for music, or you need music for movies, spiritual movies, great movies, or if you need a speaker, then email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And Ms. Bradford has had some of her music in many different venues, so please check us out. Now, also I have two other artists before I go to the next icon. I have Ms. Bulawami. She's out of Michigan. You have probably seen her on Empire. She has music out as well. She will be at the Stellars. She's a great artist, so if you need any type of music or you need a great actress, then please consider Ms. Bulawami. You can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then, of course, we have Ms. Joyce Soros. She is also out of Louisiana, and she has some great music that I'm going to put on my site. She's into acting as well and singing gospel music. So please consider her as well. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. The radio ministry and interviews, this is where I will interviews for the month. So after I finish with this particular show, I will put this particular show on the page where it says show interviews and programs. That way you can just go right to it. So I'm going to do this month by month. And so I'm going to put all of the shows and interviews for this month, which is January. This month is almost over. But I'm going to put it on the page, then I'm going to take it off. Then in February, I'm going to put all those shows and so on and so forth. That way, you can see all the shows for the month, okay? And all you have to do is click on the icon, and you will be right there at that particular show. Okay, let's talk about tutoring online via Skype, all subjects and test strategies. The Lord has blessed us with some phenomenal individuals, and many of us, you know, God has blessed us where we know a little bit about every subject and things like that because of God. But I want to introduce you to our Skype tutoring, and this is nationwide, worldwide. We are teaching individuals and helping individuals become better at different subjects. This is all age groups, all the way up to college. So we're going to have Skype lessons. And so if you need tutoring, we're going to have tutoring via Skype. And it's going to be just like a classroom. We're going to have visuals and, we can practice together and things of that nature. But it will be a great lesson, and we're going to pilot this. And actually, we're going to keep this particular program. But if you're interested or if you need tutoring in any subject, all you have to do is enter the text here, say math tutoring. Put your email address, emonya_love@yahoo.com or whatever it is. Enter text here if you have something else specifically. I'm having trouble, or my son or daughter is having trouble differentiating between the ones and tens places. And you can enter your comment as well. After you finish that, please click on submit. Okay, because if you don't, I won't receive the message. And also make sure your email is in the box, because if it's not, then the submit button will fade. Email in there, the submit button will become pink, and that means you can press the submit button and submit it. If for some reason you would like to just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, and say, hey, look, it could be you. I'm having trouble with college Mass. And I wanted to know if we could schedule a Skype session. And these are the times I'm available, then I'll get back with you. Okay? So you can send it via email, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can send it from this page. All right? Okay. Fitness questions. I want all of my listeners to be fit, healthy. All right? So if you have a question, same thing, enter text. I want to know a little bit about glucose. Put your email, enter your comment, click the submit button. But you have to put your email address. All right? So it's very simple. We're going to add charity to this particular website because we're going to do a couple of projects with charities and things of that nature. But be sure to click the submit button. But you have to put your information in before you click the submit button, as I will not receive anything. I will not receive your request, okay? For those of you who have sent emails to me, all right, I am catching up on emails. I will respond to you by tomorrow at 10:55 p.m. Central Standard Time, all right, because there's so many emails, so many requests. I'm going to have everybody answered by 10:55 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow, okay, probably before then because I'm going to work on some tonight, all right. Also, Stellar Gospel Music, www.stellargospelmusic.com. Just a second, my computer is thinking. Okay. On this particular site, this is our sister site. Okay, so you can listen to the shows on either site because I'm going to also add to this site as well. But here you will see, if you click on number one, Love Radio, then you will be right in the studio, okay? You will see many gospel artists on this particular page. To inform the freetoloveshow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album, title, label, and release date. Also, if you tune in to Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me, and, of course, if you look at where I have congratulations to one of my media connections, if you look in the back, you will see one of my gospel artists, okay? Also, we have a magazine, an online magazine going around. If you have an artist that you would like for us to promote, please be sure to submit that artist. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please contact me for any events, media interviews, speaking, or promoting. All right? Remember to check out Ms. Yolanda Adams' morning show. Also, a lot of people have been asking about some plays. We're going to get back into the plays and things of that nature. Also, we're working still on the online television. If you want to connect with me, and I'm going to add some more Facebook pages. I'm going to actually have some new Facebook pages. But Instagram, Afrita Love, or LinkedIn, Afrita Love. Those two are consistent pages, and I always check those particular pages. So if you need to contact me, and of course, email emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you go to About Us, about this station, of course, it's an international radio station. We have the opportunity, and we have the opportunity to interview many leaders, speakers, gospel artists, and community leaders. If you want to be featured, then you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. These are just some examples of the shows, and actually on this page I will use the same shows for this month so that if you come to this particular site as well, you will still be able to listen to the particular shows for this month. So this page will be just like the other page on AfritaLoveShow.com, okay? As far as contacting me, of course, I set the email, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can put your name, your email, subject, and message. Be sure to click submit. If you don't click submit, I will not receive anything that you send. For the services, we're going to add tutoring to it, but, of course, we have photography. Of course, we have event planning. We have speaking. We have books. We have blogs. And, of course, once again, tutoring. We're going to add tutoring. If you need any of these services, then email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Events around the world, we're going to have many different flyers. An event that's coming up is the NFL Gospel Choir and, of course, the Stellars. So please be sure to look out for those particular dates. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.